Toyota Land Cruiser has been an icon for many years in Australia, and I've even owned a couple myself. So the chance to drive the new 300 Series GR Sport on a week-long drive was filled with anticipation. My overall impression is that it is awesome, with a couple of minor caveats. It's specifically designed as the four-wheel drive for enthusiasts. The GR Sport comes with kinetic suspension, front and rear diff locks, adaptable variable suspension, and five-mode driver select function. In addition, it has 18-inch alloy wheels for more off-road tyre selection, different approach angle, and lots of GR bling. I am a fan of the five-seat configuration as well as the removal of the rear seat entertainment screens. There's no complaints about the new V6 diesel engine and the 10-speed transmission. The interior is a big improvement on the 200 series, but here is the caveat. The layout seems a little cluttered and I think it will date easily. However, wireless Apple CarPlay and charging tray is appreciated. Off-road, it is in its domain. On-road dynamics are improved, but not quite as good as the Defender. Priced from a little under $138,000 plus the usual costs, it's expensive, but Toyota will sell a heap of these. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.